we tend to think of English language learners as being sequential bilinguals, or in other words, speaking a different language than English at home and then learning a language such as English when they start school. But in fact, the majority of English language learners in the United States are actually simultaneous bilinguals, meaning that they actually speak another language than English as well as English in their homes, and so start school speaking some of both. Because if you assess that child in his or her presumed home language, you might find that scores are low. Same thing with English. You might test the child and find out the scores are also low. But if we combine all the words the child knows, we find out that the total number is actually higher than his or her peers who are monolingual in one language or another. Another misconception is that instructional frameworks developed for students in English are appropriate for developing skills in a second language. And I think it's important to realize that although there are similarities, there also are very key differences in learning to read in a second language, and that instruction needs to take that into account. Another misconception is that the more time students spend in English instruction, the faster they will learn English. We know from research that some instruction in the native language actually helps students acquire English faster. Another misconception is that all English language learners learn English at about the same rate. And in fact, what we know is that the length of time students take to acquire English really varies a great deal and really depends on a lot of different factors. Another misconception is that errors are problematic, that when children seem to be confusing language, that it's problematic to be code switching or mixing English and Spanish. In fact, we know that they are a positive sign that the student is making progress, and that's very much a normal part of the language acquisition process, to be drawing from both grammatical structures, vocabulary, in whatever languages are available to the child. So they should not be considered errors, but rather a sign of progress and a natural thing to be doing. I think perhaps the most important one of all is this sense that children who are not yet fully proficient in English somehow aren't as intelligent, and also that they're not ready to engage in higher level thinking activities until they learn basic skills. What we see in schools is this being played out, where kids need to go through drill, focus on basic skills sort of over and over again, until they are asked to engage in higher level thinking related to content learning, etc. Clearly, English language learners are every bit as intelligent as fully proficient peers, and we need to structure our instruction accordingly.